I had a dream not long ago. I dreamed that the atomic and hydrogen bombs had failed. Everything was destroyed from the face of the earth. 3 days later, a monkey crawled out of the cave. He saw another monkey. He went over and asked that monkey, did she have anything to eat? She ran down in her cave and come out with an apple. He says, oh no, and I'm going to start all this over again. I was in court not long ago. Two fellas had a wreck. One of my cousins is a lawyer. He was a defendant, one of them. And this other lawyer, he pointed over to the fellow that my lawyer was defending, and he said to him, one eyewitness says he was to blame. My lawyer cousin says, I object. A one eyewitness can't see, but hey, what happened? I was at church not long ago, and preacher said, he said it takes 3 books to have a good sermon. The Bible book, the Psalm book, and the prophet book. I went to hear an old preacher preach not long ago, and he got up in the pulpit and he said that he always said a silent prayer before he started preaching. Lord, fill my mouth with the rightful stuff and nudge me when I spit in there.
I can count you on a nudge.
Did you want me to sing some of them old songs?
Yeah, I'll let you sing one. Huh?
One? Okay. These songs that I sing whenever I come up here, I try to sing. I'm not singing. Of course, when a fella gets over wore out, his voice wears out the same as all those parts of him. I'll try to move on. No, I know, I guess probably 12 or 15 or 15 or 20 songs that I learned to sing over 50 years ago. Without a doubt, I know one of the oldest cowboy songs. Because there was one of my uncles that got one of these little Edison phonographs. I know there's other people in here that's old enough to remember seeing the little Edison phonographs that played the cup record. And of course, when he come in with that thing, he was a horse trader. He'd trade anything he had except his wife and young ones, and would have traded him if he'd found somebody else that would have had him. And he traded horses with a fellow somewhere and got one of them Edison phonographs. That was in the very first part of the 1900s. My grandfather died in 1908, and it was several years before he died that he got out of the Edison phonograph. And on one of them cup records, there was a cowboy song. Of course, we all thought there was a little man in that box, you know, to do that singing and talking. But anyway, I learned one of that little man's songs, and I remember every word of it right on up until today. But I wasn't going to sing it, I was going to sing you another. Of course, I can sing it. You do the best you can. But I'm going to sing another one. I don't know where it's ever been put in print or not. It just mouthed air. And I know there's no one else living, not in my section of the country, who can ever remember anything about the old time song that we had seen, because practically all of them were dead. And this is a good song, which makes me know that we had good writers. Many years ago, the same as we've got today. And them old songs, it always seemed like they had more tune and less yell than the modern songs have today. Now we're going to make an effort to sing this one. They tell me, Father, that tonight you wed another bride, that you will clasp her in your arms where my dear mother died. They say her name is Mary Pugh, the name my mother bore. And Father, is she kind and true, But the one you love before and is her step so soft and light, her voice so meek and mild. And father, do you think she'll love your blind and helpless child? Please, father, do not bid me come to meet your newlywed bride, for I could not meet her in the room where my dear mother died. Her pictures hanging on the wall, her books are laying near, and there's a harp her fingers touch, and there's her vacant chair. The chair where by her side I knelt to say my evening prayer. Please, Father, do not bid me come, for I could not meet her there. Now when I cried myself to sleep, as now I old times do, then softly to my bedroom creep my new mama and you. Then bid her gently press a kiss upon my throbbing brow, just as my own dear mother would, my pop, you're weeping now. They laid her in her earthen bed and raised a marble fair, and on his grave those simple words, there'll be no blind ones there.
Come right over here a minute. Will the singers come on to the stage now? Will the other singers come on to the stage? Mr. Banjo, Picker, while everybody's getting ready, come on up to the mic and identify yourself and start singing. Daylights are burning. All right, tell us who you are.
Days, or Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, or anything else. Swearing Man Blues.
The words are not. They were written back about 1900 or 1915, as I remember. It's a song that most everybody knows and most everybody loves.
now, let's see. The Manatee County Singers didn't sing for us this afternoon, and so I think they should sing for us right this minute. Are you going to sing as a group?
Since most of us come from Manatee County, and that's on the water, we sing a lot of chanties, and we'd like to sing a chanty for you tonight. The Eddystone Light. My father was a keeper of the Edison Light, and he slept with a mermaid one night. On this union there came three.
One was in a cup and the other was blue.
Yo, ho, the wind and blow free. Old bear lies on the rolling sea. One night when I was trimming the glim, singing the verses from the evening hymn, a voice from the starboard shouted, ahoy! And there was the mother.
I think it's time for Little Brown Jug. This is something my grandma used to sing. This is another man's song. You have to forgive me. I'm full of men's songs today. It's considered a little indelicate for a woman.
Me and my wife live all alone in the little brown hut we call our own. She likes rum and I like gin. Don't we have a lot of fun? Oh, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Oh, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? 'Tis you that makes me friends and foes, 'tis you that makes me well old clothes. Seeing you're so near my nose, to burr up and down she goes. Oh, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ah, 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 you and me. Little brown jug, don't I love thee? If I'd a cow that gave such milk, I'd dress her in the finest silk, feed her up on oats and hay, and milk her 20 times a day. Ah, 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 you and me. Little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ah, 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 you and me. Little brown jug, don't I love thee? When I die, don't bury me at all. Just pick all my bones in alcohol. Put a bottle of gin at my head and feet, and then I know that I will keep. Oh, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Oh, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? The rose is red, my nose is too. The violet's blue, and so are you. Yet I guess before we stop, we'd better take another drop. Oh, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Oh, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee?
I'd like to sing a Negro song. A very beautiful one from Louisiana called Sinful Shoes. I should come tomorrow and sing this, but it's almost tomorrow, so it's close enough. Sinful Shoes. One of these days, about 4 o'clock, this old world's going to reel and rock. Keep your hand to the plow, hold on. Oh,
your hand to the plow. Hold on. Go away, Satan. Let me be. You fooled my brother, but you can't fool me. Keep your hand, keep your hand to the plow. Hold on. Satan wears a sinful shoe. If you don't mind, he'll slip it on you. Keep your
could find. She asked him for something that would make her old man blind. Feed him on eggs and marrow bone, feed them to him all. That will make your man so blind he can't see you at all. She fed him on eggs and marrow bone, fed them to him all. Said, my dear, I'm going blind and I can't see you at all. I'm growing old and blind now, I'm tired of my life. I'm going to the river and drown myself, and that will end my strife. No, my dear, don't drown yourself, for that would be a sin. I'll go down to the river with you and kindly push you in. She led him down to the river bank, and there she made him stand. She backed up a few paces to push him from the land. The old woman took a running jump to push him off ahead. The old man, he stepped to one side, and she went in instead. She yelled for help and screamed for help, and loudly she did call. The old man said, I'm so blind, I can't see you at all. She swam along and swam along, right up to the river's brim. The old man picked up a big long pole and he pushed her further in. Now the old woman is dead and gone, the devil has got her soul. Wasn't she a darned old fool not to grab that pole? Eggs and marrow bone, will make your old man blind. But if you want to do him in, well, you better creep up behind.
This old folk song is called The Weeping Lady. She's about to drown herself because of unrequited love. And the gentleman comes along and tells her a few things, and she goes away saying yes. In the days of old, when the nights were long, sing a song. Land of the North Country, a lady fair was a standing there. Sing a song to me, and she wept her tears on the golden sand while she held her brow in her lily hand. In the land of the North Country, his heart was sore by the ocean.
What are you going to sing?
Now I'm going to sing Such a Happy Girl Am I.
Good.
Such a happy girl am I, and I'll tell you the reason why. It's because I'm engaged to such a dear, and the joy of my life is I'm soon to be his wife, and these words I will no longer hear. Good night, darling, I must leave you. Just one little kiss before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night if I can come all right. Just a word or two to let my darling know. He has teeth as white as pearl and such darling little curls. His name is Harry Bolton, he's a dear. He comes almost every day, and when he goes away, these words he always whispers in my ear. Good night, darling, I must leave you. Just one little kiss before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night if I cannot come out right. Just a word.